Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this week we're talking about poems to do with crows. I like crows. I like a lot of birds, but there's something about, like, omens of death birds. Not just crows, I mean, the New Zealand fantail as well is a personal favourite of mine, but crows is sort of a more widely known bird, so I figured there'd probably be more poetry on it. Anyway, let's dive straight in before I ramble everyone's ears off. The first poem is Crow's Tyrannosaurus by Ted Hughes. Creation quaked voices. It was a cortege of mourning and lament. Crow could hear and he looked around fearfully. The swift's body fled past, pulsating with insects and their anguish, all it had eaten. The cat's body writhed, gagging a tunnel of incoming death struggles, sorrow on sorrow. And the dog was a bulging filter bag of all the deaths it had gulped for the flesh and the bones. It could not digest their screeching finals. Its shapeless cry was a blot of all those voices. Even man, he was a walking abattoir of innocence, his brain incinerating their outcry. Crow thought, alas, alas, ought I to stop eating and try to become the light. But his eyes saw a grub, and his head, trap-sprung, stabbed, and he listened, and he heard, weeping. Grubs, grubs, he stabbed, weeping, weeping. Weeping, he walked and stabbed. Thus came the eye's roundness and the ear's deafness. I think what's interesting about this poem for me is that it sort of takes the crow and puts it in the position of this, like, behemoth. It's called Crow's Tyrannosaurus, and the Tyrannosaurus doesn't come up in the poem at all, so I'm almost imagining that the crow is being put in this position of the Tyrannosaurus. It almost felt very, like, kaiju to me, of, like, looking down on all of these smaller creatures, and then looking at other examples of it in other animals, and to the grub, the crow is this big scary creature, and talking about it becoming deaf to the cries, just so, like, visceral and almost gory if you think about it. Like, the bulging filter bag, the dog being the bulging filter bag, is just, it's just, like, so, it's such a fun way to, like, phrase it, and it comes across very visceral, which I think is very fun. Okay, so the next poem that we're going to do is Crow Song by Margaret Atwood. In the arid sun over the field where the corn has rotted and then dried up, you flock and squabble. Not much here for you, my people, but there would be if. In my austere black uniform, I raised the banner which decreed hope, and which did not succeed, and which is not allowed. Now I must confront the angel who says win, who tells me to wave any banner that you will follow, for you ignore me. My baffled people, you have been through too many theories, too many stray bullets, your eyes are gravel, skeptical. In this hard field, you pay attention only to the rhetoric of seed, fruit, stomach, elbow. You have too many leaders, you have too many wars, all of them pompous and small. You resist only when you feel like dressing up. You forget the same corpses. I know you would like a god to come down and feed you and punish you. That overcoat on sticks is not alive. There are no angels, but the angels of hunger, prehensile and soft as gullets. Watching you, my people, I become cynical. You have defrauded me of hope and left me alone with politics. Okay, I really love this one. It feels very much like it's talking about two different things at the same time, which a lot of poetry is. A lot of, you know, the existence of fiction and poetry comes in a form multi-layered, even if it's not realised by the person who's writing it. But what's interesting about this is it's talking about, like, this hunger, this drive, and this push from the crows to eat and, like, ravage, and, like, they're worried about this big empty effigy in the middle of this field. It's a really interesting way to look at the thing of crows attacking farmlands and being, like, oh, they're doing it because they're hungry, because that's the truth. And, like, these animals don't do it because it's mischievous or silly. It's like, they are hungry and this is their source of food. And sort of have one of the crows be like, that scarecrow isn't going to actually hurt you, but you are still afraid. It's just so interesting. And I, yeah, there's other poems in this collection about other animals that I found while looking at Crow Song, like Song of the Worms and stuff like that. But yeah, this is the one that sort of hit me the hardest, and I like it. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our episode. Thank you all for coming in. I really like birds and crows, so it's fun to find poems about them that sort of talk about them in different ways. Next week's episode is going to be pop culture. I bought a new poetry collection the other day. I said the other day, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I've only just managed to look at it. But really interesting. It's got a lot of modern poems, and a lot of them have like pop culture references, and I don't think I've really looked at that. Like, I've done ones about movies and stuff like that, but more up-to-date pop culture references, I think it'd be really interesting to see how they're used or talked about in poetry. So anyway, we'll dive into that next week. See ya. Bye.